Marty, thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here again, Fred. Thank you.
Good to have you here. In tomorrow's Las Cruces Bulletin, we start with a story that's been making a lot of news, not just here, but all around the country. Immigrant rights groups are very concerned about President Trump's warnings on sanctuary cities. And a local group wants to meet with the Doñana County Sheriff to talk about the policy and how it'll work in our area.
They are, and they had a, they called it a press conference. It was kind of a rally as well last Friday the 3rd in front of the sheriff's office on Motel Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And they, the group and its supporters feel that they have had good communication with the Las Cruces police chief about the department's policy on immigrants. And they would like to hear something equal from the sheriff's department. And there's a little kind of a he said, she said going on, because they said that they had a meeting with the sheriff all planned out, and the sheriff backed out of it. And the sheriff's department says, no, they didn't. He had a prior engagement, and they knew about it.
All right.
So we'll see how that plays out. But I do believe, if you read between the lines, the sheriff's department is pretty much has the same policy as the city.
That's right. That's right. All right. Which is, of course, that they do not seek out folks based on their immigration status. And this, we talked about this last week, that in Las Cruces, though, if someone is arrested and jailed, they will notify immigration authorities if they believe them to be undocumented. So that's interesting.
Yep.
All right. Well, New Mexico legislature, one of the ideas to raise revenue is a tax on alcohol. You have a story. This raises concerns for craft brewers.
It does. And it's SB 314 is the name of the bill. It's a Senate bill by Cisco McSorley. And he would like to raise the tax on beer, wine, alcohol produced in the state. And it would really, the way I got the story was from the Spotted Dog, but other craft brewers like High Desert and Picacho Brewing Company, they're against this bill vehemently, because it would raise a lot of overhead for them, and they think it would really put a dent in what is really one of New Mexico's fledgling growing industries.
Yes, it is growing and would raise concerns. All right, sign of spring in sports you have for us.
Well, softball, women's softball starts Saturday, and they play a home game. I don't have the details, but you can go online and find out. And next Saturday, the 17th, baseball, men's baseball, NMSU, opens their season. But the women are favored in the WAC conference. They're co-favorites. And they always have a good team.
Great stuff.
And baseball is, they're picked second in their conference. So the next two weekends, we're going to see softball and baseball first pitch.
Good sign. All right. Moving along to business news. Signs of life in the El Paso corridor took a terrible hit with the loss of Kmart and Pros Ranch. We've got a Dion's, however, that's going up in front of the old Kmart building. And you have news that Pros Ranch is going to get part of it. Part of that building is going to get a new tenant.
It's called Crunch Fitness, and they're out of California. And they have, it'd be the first one in New Mexico. They also have rights to a franchise, I guess, in Albuquerque. But this is the first one in New Mexico, and it will go into the old Pros Ranch building.
All right. That is going to be good news for El Paseo. They need those businesses for sure. And finally, speaking of business, one of our most successful restaurants, which is in Mesilla, you have a profile of the owners of La Posta.
The Hutchinsons.
Yes.
And Mike Cook knows them and did an interview with him. Just kind of a reminder that they're there, as if we ever forget, because my wife was there Monday night, and she said it was packed, on a Monday in February.
Yeah.
But it's a nice kind of a profile of the of La Posta and their business. So That's in Southwest Living, so it'll be a nice feature.
I am looking forward to that. I am getting hungry just as we speak, too. Yes. I can smell the food and taste the margaritas, too.
Absolutely.
Marty, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.